This podcast is brought to you by Gainbridge. Gainbridge offers annuities designed for the digital age, simplified products with guaranteed returns that you can buy online. Learn more at gainbridge.life/WSJ. Not available in all states.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. What if you knew somebody or a company was cheating on their taxes? The IRS would want to hear your story, and they might pay you big bucks for tipping them off. We'll discuss in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. Consumer outlook for the U.S. economy has been historically high for the past 2.5 years, though it pulled back a bit in April. Still, the confidence is at the highest level since the economic expansion during the late stages of the Clinton administration. Economists are optimistic that the report from the Commerce Department could mean an uptick in consumer spending in the months ahead after the disappointing 1.2% annual rate in the first quarter. And home ownership in the U.S. fell for the first time in more than 2 years in the first quarter. That's the word from the Census Bureau. It fell to 64.2%. Now, after more than a decade of declines, the home ownership rate has been steadily climbing since the beginning of 2017 and was nearing its historic average of about 65%. Average mortgage rates for a 30-year loan have fallen from nearly 5% in the fall to just over 4% today. But that hasn't caught up to the home buying yet to bring an uptick. And even though the rate dipped last quarter, home ownership has risen overall recently as a result of younger households successfully making the transition from renting to owning, which for many families is critical to saving for retirement and other big expenses.
This episode is supported by Gainbridge, high-rate, low-fuss annuities. Annuities get a bad rap. Some think they're too conservative, too complex, or only for retirees. But when you strip away the bells and whistles, annuities can be a smart choice for steady growth. Gainbridge aims to change the game by offering simplified annuities in a sleek, digital experience, replacing fine print and phone tag with clear conditions and a direct, low-fee model. Buy online at gainbridge.life/WSJ. Not available in all states.
We're told at an early age that nobody likes a tattle. But what if tattling could line your pockets legally? Well, that would be a different story. Turns out tattling or snitching on your tax-cheating neighbor could mean big bucks for you. And Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders is here with details. So first of all, Laura, I'm all paid up.
Good. I won't turn you in.
But seriously, the IRS takes this very seriously. In fact, it's paid out hundreds of millions of dollars to tipsters.
Well, that's right. It takes it very seriously because Congress has told it to take it very seriously. Senator Grassley was behind an expansion of a whistleblower program in 2006 that is really taking hold, and it pays up to 30% to whistleblowers who turn in tax sheets where the tax sheet is underpaying by $2 million or more. So these are big, serious cases. This is not just your neighbor who has no job but has a shiny Mercedes in the driveway.
And these are individuals on up to big corporations that have been turned in.
It could be individuals, corporations, banks, offshore. Offshore is a very big growth area. Yeah. That's right.
And there may be some in our audience thinking about who they could turn in and report to the IRS, yes. But the IRS doesn't take on every tip that comes its way.
No, that's right. But let's just back up for a second. Let's talk about how big this really is right now. A few years ago, they paid out maybe tens of millions of dollars in rewards. Last year, they paid out $317 million rewards, which was like a tenfold from the year before. And that saved about $1.4 billion that brought in that much in tax. And also, of the $300 million paid out last year, $100 million of it was to one person.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So somebody cashed in.
Yes, yes. But they probably had to go to a lot of trouble to do it.
Can people remain anonymous who do this?
You're not anonymous to the IRS, but yes, you are anonymous to the world. And the IRS is very good at keeping secrets.
And so the IRS was handling or was made aware of 29,000 tips in 2018, and they didn't process all those tips.
Yeah, they have. Well, it wasn't that the 29,000 number is what's open claims from all years. But it is true that they reject about three quarters of claims when they hit the door. You know, they're not the right amount, or they're not for the right thing, or whatever. They're very stringent. So we only had, I guess, about 200 awards last year, and when they have 29,000 open cases, then you see kind of how you many ask and very few receive.
And it's quite a process to do this. A lot of tipsters enlist a tax attorney to make their case for that.
Yes, many successful ones do, especially for these large awards that are multiple millions of dollars or tens of millions of dollars. It is a very specialized field. You turn in a package to the IRS, and it, you know, the IRS wants to have everything on a silver platter. They want to see invoices. They want to see internal memoranda. They want documents, emails, all this kind of stuff, so that it's the case is just there, completely there. And in fact, in two cases that I know of, and one that I wrote about in the story, the whistleblower had to wear a wire. And the whistleblower had to wear the wire, in one case, had to wear it twice because it didn't work once.
So this is not...
this is not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah, and it's not tip them off and walk away. You're actually going to be a part of the process, perhaps.
Well, yes. In some cases, yes. Absolutely. Not always, but yeah. And you've got to have a lot of really strong documentary evidence. And you know, they just have to be able to not do very much work and get their money.
If someone does receive a reward from the IRS, do they pay tax on that?
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, there you go.
Well, taxes, not only taxes, but the taxes are withheld.
Oh, wow.
Just like on your paycheck. However, there may be an exception. One of the big growth areas in this field is the offshore reporting. And the IRS is not doing so much with its other compliance programs, but it's getting tips from whistleblowers so that, say, a banker in Switzerland could maybe turn in his clients or his bank and stay anonymous, you know, in that country, but collect a whistleblower reward.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and there's, the IRS is doing a lot of this with offshore, actually. And there's some thought that maybe Asian whistleblowers are going to become very important.
Has this whistleblower program been around for a long, long time and just now has been tweaked?
Yes. There are sort of two categories of it. And the one that pays smaller awards, and they're really small, like 1% or 2%, that's been around for decades, but it didn't have a very good reputation, didn't pay out much in the way of rewards. And Senator Grassley decided he wanted something better, you know, and so in 2006, they put in this large awards program, and that's what these big awards are about, that pay up to 30% in cases involving at least $2 million of tax. They're looking for really big fish. And you know, corporations, all kinds of things, you know, high net worth individuals, everybody's fair game.
All right. So play by the rules by the IRS and you can be in good shape. You don't want to have anybody turning you in. That is Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders here in our studio. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
And thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.